Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Apple looks to expand its advertising business with a new network for apps. A look at how increasing ad sales could help offset slowing iPhone growth and the stiff competition that lies ahead. But first, these tech headlines. Facebook said it is scrapping its trending topics feature 2 years after the list of news stories became a lightning rod for conservatives' discontent over what they claimed was the company's liberal bias, an accusation that still dogs Facebook. The company said that the feature, which it intends to remove this week, became less useful over time and that removing it would make way for future news experiences on the platform. The feature accounted for an average of less than 1.5% of clicks to news publishers from Facebook. The second act for corporate titans? Startup whisperers. The Wall Street Journal looks at part of a new wave of former big-name execs who are putting their business acumen to work in venture capital and offering counsel to young companies. Those who have taken up to the startup path include former Time Warner Inc. CEO Richard Parsons and Cisco Systems' John Chambers, who recently transformed what was a small networking equipment company into a tech giant. The Wall Street Journal's Vanessa Fermins has more at WSJ.com. And the 2019 McLaren Senna, a pet race car for billionaires. Named for the F1 legend, the Senna is the latest salvo in the hypercar wars, delivering the latest set of scarcely believable, once unthinkable, stats. 0 to 62 miles per hour acceleration in 2.7 seconds and a top speed of 211 miles per hour. The Wall Street Journal's Dan Neal takes one out for a spin. You can check out more at WSJ.com. Coming up, how Apple looks beyond selling devices and how it's looking to expand its digital advertising business with a new network for apps. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
So Apple is a company that prides itself on selling devices rather than relying on ads. Now the iPhone maker is looking to expand its digital advertising business, however, as it shifts its growth strategy beyond selling things and toward pushing things, namely services. Here with more, patching in from San Francisco, is the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle. Hey, Trip.
Hey, Tanya. Thanks for having me.
This new digital ad effort, what is Apple envisioning?
Apple's quietly built a healthy app advertising business within its app store, right? If you go into the app store, you type in, I don't know, basketball, you might see a promoted app at the top of it for an app called SeatGeek, which sells tickets to sporting events. Essentially, Apple's built this healthy business. They've got a healthy number of advertisers, and now they're looking for more inventory where they can place those ads. So they've reached out to Snap, Pinterest, and other companies about potentially creating a network and about potentially participating in a network where those search ads for apps could essentially be displayed.
Now, it goes without saying that the competition is going to be pretty intense. Is Apple ready to go head-to-head with the likes of, Google and Facebook? Where is it sitting right about now?
Apple's track record in the ad business is mixed. Not only are they facing real challenges in going against Google and Facebook, but they also, struggled in their first foray into the advertising world with a product called iAd. So this is far from a slam dunk, and a lot of people have real skepticism about Apple's ability to compete in this advertising world, in part because of Apple's self-imposed limitations around what data it uses and what information it uses and allows advertisers to use for ads. For example, Facebook and Google build pretty detailed profiles of users and allow advertisers to use those in order to target some of their marketing messages, while Apple really limits what marketers can use to things like users' gender, their age, and some of their search history in the App Store.
You know, we hear of slowed iPhone growth. Is it time to look into new territory for Apple? Are people not buying iPhones like they used to?
It's not that people aren't buying iPhones. What we're moving into is a period in which people are replacing iPhones, mm-hmm. right? So if you look back at the history of the iPhone, and part of the reason Apple's become the world's largest company is because it was selling more and more iPhones every year. We're starting to see that growth slow down. We're starting to see it increase the number of iPhones it sells annually in the kind of 1% to 3% range, and forecasts looking ahead are that it's going to continue to do that. Whereas in the past, we would see double-digit growth in iPhone sales, and that was a huge boon to the company. One of the levers that they're pulling in order to kind of get past that from a sales standpoint is they're increasing the price of the iPhone, right? So if they increase the price, they may sell fewer, but they're still increasing the amount of money they make off the iPhone. At the same time, they're also looking at what they call the services business, which includes App Store sales, it includes Apple Pay revenue, it includes their music streaming subscription business, and they're really trying to generate more revenue from those to offset the slowing iPhone business.
Right. It's competitive out there. There's a lot of revenue to be made. And you brought up a good point in your piece, and maybe for some perspective here. On the flip side, Google, you know, the ad king, has had to pick up its device slack. There's certainly that happening. So it's not like creeping into different popular territory doesn't happen.
Right. It's a kind of a fascinating period in the tech world where each of these companies have kind of reached maturation in their, you know, specific area of success, right? Mm-hmm. So for Google, that's the ad business. For Apple, that's the smartphone business. These businesses have really matured, and as they have matured, these companies are looking elsewhere for growth. Google launched its Pixel phone in 2016, so it's elbowing into Apple's turf there, and now we're watching Apple elbow into Google's turf with an effort to increase its ad business.
We'll leave it at that. Trip, thanks as always.
Thanks, Tanya.
We'll have more from Trip this week as he covers the 2018 Worldwide Developers Conference, which kicks off Monday. Be sure to check back for more. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.